Ito ang programang IN. Ikaw naman, isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.
IN talaga dahil dito ikaw naman ang IN.
At ikaw naman ang pakikinggan dito sa
Ikaw naman. Ako po si Classmate Luis.
At ako naman po si Classmate Clara.
So good morning, Classmate Clara.
Yes, nagbabalik na ang ating tandem.
Totoo yan. Siyempre, good morning sa mga classmate natin dyan na nakikinig, hindi ba? Siyempre, Happy New Year mga classmate. Ayan, first live episode na ikaw naman for 2017.
Woo! We got this far.
Totoo yan.
Naabutan na natin yung 2016 and now we're on to 2017.
Yes, ito yung ika-anim na taon na ng ikaw naman. So, yes. Napakasaya natin. Tumagal tayo ng ganitong kahaba, hindi ba?
Maraming salamat sa ating mga classmate na walang sawa talagang nakinig sa atin.
Totoo yan. At syempre, yung every episode naman na ginagawa ng ikaw naman ay para sa inyo. No? Sana nag-e-enjoy kayo at patuloy kayong naaliw sa kung ano yung aming pinipresenta every week,
yes.
Hindi ba? At syempre, bilang celebration sa bagong taon, ano-ano yung mga nilook forward mo, Classmate Clara, for 2017?
Makakuha ng slots.
Very tiny.
I think sa Christmas kasi, pag latter half of the year na, seniors na tayo.
Totoo yan.
Ang strange isipin na.
Napakabilis nung oras.
Parang nung first time nating mag-host, sophomores lang tayo.
At ngayon, graduating year na kumbaga din, hindi ba?
Pero for ikaw naman as a program, I think nung 2016 kasi talagang nag-expand tayo. We got more adventurous na ang guests natin, not just from our own university but also elsewhere. And I think the more we expand with the program, malayo pa talaga yung mararating natin. Ikaw naman, Classmate Luis.
Totoo. Actually, for sarili naman siguro, look forward ko lang siguro kung ano yung dadalhin ng 2017, especially since 2016 was really very challenging. Hindi lang siguro sa akin but for a lot of
everyone.
People, diba? So parang iniisip ko ngayon, ano kaya yung pwedeng dalhin ng 2017 at paano ko gagamitin yung learnings ko from 2016 dito sa bagong taong ito. At
yes.
Syempre, for ikaw naman, yun nga, nasabi mo kanina, na napakaganda ng 2016 ng ikaw naman. So, yun lang. Gusto ko ma-maintain. Gusto kong ganun pa rin, kumbaga, yung mangyari for ikaw naman this 2017.
Yes.
Diba? At syempre, magandang simulan yan sa araw na ito since this is our first episode niya for 2017. Pero,
yay,
bago tayo magsimula mismo dun sa pag-discuss ng ating feature today, no, speaking of which muna, no, enrollment na naman. So, sa ating mga classmate na isko dyan, no, good luck sa ating lahat at sana mabilis tayo maka-enlist ng subjects at sana makomplete na natin yung mga subjects na kailangan natin ngayon pa lang. Pa, at least, meron pa tayong onting pahinga bago mag-start yung semester next week, hindi ba?
Para
ikaw, Classmate Clara, kamusta na ang iyong mga units?
Ay, okay, gotta keep positive. If you start with zero, you can get 18.
Sa
you
mga
hindi
po nakakaalam, napakaswerte po ni Classmate Clara pagdating po sa pagkuha ng subjects. Kaya ayan, so good luck, Classmate
hindi
Clara.
Hindi totoo yan. I always get zero and you know that.
Pero syempre, para naman sa mga classmate nating hindi isko, no, yung mga nakikinig sa atin via DZUP.org, yung enlistment process po kasi nagsisimula yan sa CRS or yung Computerized Registration System,
yes,
dito sa UP kung saan nagkakaroon tayo ng pre-enlistment. Doon pa lang maaari tayong kumuha ng subject,
yes,
na gusto natin kunin at yun ay pwedeng i-grant sa atin o pwede namang hindi,
yes,
natin makuha online. So, once na hindi makuha yun at kailangan pa natin ng subjects, we have to line up dun sa mismong enlistment period na meron.
Yes.
At ito nga yung week na yon. So,
yes,
good luck sa mga classmate na hindi talaga pinagpala o hindi sinwerte doon sa CRS, hindi ba? So, good luck.
At kung last year nakapag-showcase tayo talaga ng mga wide-ranging student works from academic, songs to thesis, short stories, and so much more, ngayon naman ay ating tatalakayin ang tulong fusion at essay na 4 days ni Classmate Sean.
So, hi Classmate Sean.
Hi, Classmate Luis.
Ayan. So, maaari mo bang i-introduce yung sarili mo, your course, level, and school?
So, I'm Sean Kua. First year medical student po sa UPCM. So, ayun.
So, anong madalas namang ginagawa ni Classmate Sean? Kamusta na ba? UPM,
yeah,
diba?
Yeah.
So, kamusta naman ang enlistment din ba?
Enrollment.
Doon, enrollment din ba?
Actually, yung enrollment kasi namin, kapag part ka ng CAS, yung College of Arts and Science, dun siya mahirap kasi dun ka, may enlistment din and dun ka rin pipila kasi medyo random din yung everything. Tapos, limited din yung slots ng lahat ng klase. So, yun, parang maraming students nga na lalapit pa sa mga pros para pwedeng pumasok sa class nila. Pero, sa amin kasi sa College of Medicine, wala naman kaming kalaban sa slots.
Medyo mas madali yung pagkuha slots. Ayun. So bilang ikaw ang aming special guest ngayon, no, ano-ano naman yung mga bagay na nilook forward mo sa taong ito?
Ako kasi, enjoy ko naman talaga ang medicine. Mm-hmm. So, alam ko rin kasi yung itong year na to, ito na yung pinakamahirap na year base sa lahat ng subject. So, pero excited naman ako dito kasi fun naman mag-aral ng katawan ng tao.
Totoo, yeah. Siyempre kung gusto mo naman talaga kasi, hindi ba, yung course na tinitake mo, mag-enjoy ka kung gaano, kahit gaano mang kahirap yan, hindi ba?
Anyway, we wish you luck. Yes. Kaya mo yan.
Thank you.
Siyempre sa mga nasa, mga nakikinig sa atin from UPM, hello.
Wow.
Layo.
Shout out. And bumalik naman tayo sa material. So, kailan mo na-discover yung kahilig mo sa pagsulat? May specific event bang nag-trigger nito for your passion for writing?
Nung grade 6 kasi ako, actually, sabi ng teacher ko sa akin na you're terrible at writing. So, parang, wow, ang sakit. Kasi sabi nga niya na parang wala akong organization sa pagsusulat ko. So, parang that time on, ayaw ko na magsulat. Bigla lang nung grade 7 ako, kasi yung school namin may grade 7. Mm-hmm. So, nung grade 7 ako, parang sabi ng... Yung teacher ko kasi noon, yung director ng school. Mm-hmm. So, parang amazing doon. Then, parang sabi niya na, you have good ideas, pero you just need to organize them. So, I'll teach you how to organize.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, from that time, parang pinakita niya sa akin yung beauty of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So, from then on, I started to write outside of class. Then, especially nung second year, sumali ako sa NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing.
Okay.
So, I tried that out and sobrang nag-enjoy naman ako. So, ever since then, nag-write na ako. Especially kapag may nafe-feel akong different emotions para just to let it out.
So, ano yung theme mismo nung karamihan ng mga nagawa mo ng work?
Very varied sila actually. Kasi, although today, yung dalawang pieces ko, hindi sila masyadong varied in terms of their tone. Usually, I write about happy stuff. Happy stuff, mga things that happened in my life, significant events. Basically, not all of them naman non-fiction. There's a lot of, like, sariling gawa lang naman din. Pero, more of kung ano ba talaga yung feel ko during the day.
Okay. And so, you're a med student. And of course, papers are a thing or a part of your life. So, strictly literary ba yung content na kine-create mo? Or you also like academic writing?
I also like academic writing. Pero... it's not something I do if I'm, you know, kumalungkot nga ako, I'll just write.
At napansin din namin, no, dun sa dalawang work na ipipresent mo sa amin mamaya, siya pinabasa na namin, diba, no? Na yung merong talaga, mixed emotions, yung sinusulat na andun yung magkakahalong lungkot, yung tuwa, yung excitement, at yung pananabik doon sa mismong story. So, yun yung maganda about some stories na ginagawa niya, na hindi ito nakakahon lang sa iisa o... nalilimitahan sa ilang emosyon o nalilimitahan sa ilang yung feeling kumbaga na makukuha ng reader, pero yun nga, napaka-broad at napaka-lawak kumbaga din nung maaring ma-interpret ng reader doon sa mismong story.
Mm-hmm. Pero on your growth as a writer, is there any kind of genre that you still want to try?
I feel I have to get back to yung mas mahabang writing kasi ever since na pumasok ko sa medicine, parang puro poems and short stories na lang. Mm-hmm. Pero gusto ko ulit sulat ng novel one day. Oh. Like, kasi binasa ko ulit yung novel na sinulat ko nung second year. Sobrang like kiddy niya and...
hindi pa mature.
Yeah, hindi pa talaga mature. So, I want to try it again. Parang after all these years na kung gaano ba ako nag-mature ever since.
Ayos. Abangan natin yung
classmate. Yes, truly. Are there any writers you look up to?
Mga nag-influences, ganyan.
Sa akin kasi mahilig talaga ako kay John Green kasi well, he really inspired me, pero the one who I really really look up to is Mary Shelley. I'm not sure if you know.
Yeah.
She's the writer of Frankenstein.
Yes.
So well, that's my favorite book kasi.
Ayun. Mm. At syempre, sa mga classmate naman na nakikinig sa atin, kung katulad kayo ni classmate Sean na merong ganitong mga likha, no, kumapa short story man yan, tula, o kahit anong talent, kung talento sa kung anumang literary essay,
work, radio, hindi, drama, or
at kahit sa thesis, invention na meron kayo dyan, maaari nyo ibahagi sa aming Google account na
ikaw naman sa dzup@gmail.com nang kayo naman ang bumida sa aming programa sa mga susunod na episodes.
Ayan. At syempre, sa pagbabalik na ikaw naman, ay mas makikilala natin si classmate Sean at syempre, mapapakinggan na natin yung kanyang lika. Mm. Kaya tutok lang dito sa ikaw naman. Halika na makinig sa
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan! Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Paano kung ang bawat tawa, bawat salita, at bawat musika ay biglang mawawala at hindi mo na maririnig pa? Kakayanin mo ba? Hindi sila iba sa atin, kaya wag natin silang maliitin. Let's speak out for deaf empowerment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Honest ka ba?
Miss, nahulog cellphone mo.
Manong, labis po ang sukli nyo.
Naku ma'am, bawal pong lagay. Ito po ang ticket nyo.
Honesty is still the best policy. Eh ikaw, tapat ka ba?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang programang IN! Ikaw naman! Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan!
Mga classmate, nagbabalik ang
ikaw naman.
Ako si classmate Luis.
Si classmate Clara.
At syempre, kasama natin si
classmate Sean.
Hi.
So, classmate Clara.
Yan. So, ngayon naman, maririnig na natin ang poem ni classmate Sean na title ay Fusion.
Fusion. Imagine purple lights and blue, which bid the stars above adieu. The band guitars wrapped in azure, magenta voices paired so pure. One color kissed the other sweet in rhythmic beats yet still discreet. They bled the sky in wounds not red, instead, in stars behind the cloud. In humble blues and wrapped by shroud were spoken lyrics left unsaid. High up, the tears began to fall. The drizzle played the artist's song. A tune to rest the lonely heart. A hum to call the absent part. An impetus so great and strong to bring us one, both tall and small. The mood was set in fuchsia tone as rain dripped down upon the stone. I hid my friends beneath my folds to then embrace the rainy cold. My mind had sought the silent cool that teardrops yield when one is true. Yet rain cloud chose to close his pool and leave me dry to long for you. I find myself now lost for time, off rhythm, off tangent, and now off rhyme. It paints as a cyan, melds with the violet, so pretty, beautiful as it dazzles. Fusions are meant to be like this, synergistic like the medley of a guitar, bass, piano, violin, soul in harmony. Cyan captivates that violet to dance, to a duet, so it blinded, confused me, this eccentric scarlet me, missing every single beat, not complementary nor complementary, out of place. And I chose to utter not a word, because they already formed a perfect impression without my blood red. I stole a glance to my left, maybe I'll find you seated in the space I had imagined.
At yan ang fusion ni classmate Sean. So classmate Clara, kamusta naman? Yeah. Ito lang iyon ni classmate Sean.
Hindi kasi nakikita ng ating listeners, mm-hmm, pero yung poem kasi hindi siya indented to the left or to the right. Merong mm-hmm nasa gitna, merong nasa left, merong nasa right. It reminds me a lot of visual poetry na parang you paint with the words quite literally kasi mm-hmm you use the words to form or to create art. So ito nga yung colors, palagi siyang nandyan.
Totoo.
Ikaw naman, classmate Luis.
Actually, yung kapansin-pansin, at yung colors ay hindi lang siya ginamit bilang mga kulay.
Mm.
Na yun actually yung nagbigay ng buhay dun sa storya. And yung colors mismo yung nagpatakbo doon sa storya. Hindi ito literal na sinabi kung ano yung nangyayari, kung ano yung emosyon na gusto or sinasabi ng persona doon sa mismong tula. Pero yung kulay, yung nagsisilbing symbol, yung kulay nagsisilbing daan para masabi ng persona or masabi ng author mismo kung ano ba talaga yung nararamdam at kung ano yung nangyayari doon sa tula.
The colors were given a life and a new meaning.
Totoo yan. Pero classmate Sean, ano ba talaga yung, sa madaling salita, ano ba yung istorya mismo na ito? Ano yung gustong iparating ng tulang ito sa ating mga mambabasa?
So, explain ko na lang din kung paano ko ba ito nasulat. So, nung January 2016 ko ito sinulat. Tapos,
that was a year ago.
Yeah. Tapos, actually, yung name ng concert that I went to was Fusion. That's why ito yung basis ng the entire thing. And the thing was, parang that concert kasi, ang dami niyang kulay. Pero main colors talaga niya is blue, violet, and red. Mm-mm. So, dito sa piece na to, I try to focus on those three colors. And in the most superficial sense, I guess, yung Fusion is about a poem na it's about a poem of longing. Mm-mm. Where the viewer at first very strict to the point yung kanyang ano rhyme scheme and meter kasi he's trying to hide and confine his thoughts into just what it's supposed to be, like what he's observing. But then eventually, as you progress through the poem, it goes more and more into free verse. Because it represents the state of the mind of the writer, or the persona, I mean, na eventually, nagiging mas messy siya. Because while the concert is going along, and while the colors are eventually melding along, he's missing someone.
So, gusto ko lang ulit i-paint yung picture for our listeners. Kasi nga, hindi nila nakikita yung material. Mm-hmm. Pero for like the first 4 to 5 stanzas na yung rhyme and meter and rhythm talaga sobrang precise.
Totoo.
Nakaayos siya like your usual poem. But then, as it starts with, it paints a cyan. And then it doesn't rhyme
like,
anymore.
Na din, pati yung mismong...
Nasa left na siya. And eventually, yung last 3 lines indented to the right na siya. Which is interesting kasi actually, hindi ko napansin na hindi na nag-rhyme.
Eh. Akala mo lang unung-una yung mismong yung pwesto lang ng stanzas.
It just started to flow.
So actually, yun nga, yung maganda dun sa work ni classmate siya sa Fusion, no? Hindi lang ito doon sa mismong words, kumbaga pati nga yung itsura na gamit niya para masabi kung ano ba talaga yung emotion o yung transition, yung pagbabago na nararamdaman ng persona, hindi ba? Pero pagdating naman sa pag-analyze ng mga fiction, no, sabi nila, the author is dead. Pero hindi naman natin maikakaila na malaking part ng paggawa ng author ng kanyang akda, yung mga pangyayari sa kanyang buhay. No? So, question for you, no, classmate siya, no? May particular ba na pangyayari sa iyong buhay na kahawig doon nangyari sa persona?
Were you the one longing?
May friend kasi ako na, ano, like, I invited to the concert and, ano, di siya makapunta. So, yun yung person na I was longing for nung time na yun.
Aww.
So, ayun.
So, dahil sa taong yun, nakagawa po sa classmates siya at naimbitahan po namin siya. Salamat po.
Pero ano, question lang. Since classmate Sean already explained why the title is Fusion, ikaw classmate Luis, before he even explained what Fusion meant to the entire piece, bakit sa tingin mo Fusion yung title niya?
Actually, noong una, akala ko kasi, di ba, Fusion, very science yung dating. Na parang, may malaking nangyari. Parang ganun yung na-imagine ko agad. Fusion, something grand, something grand na merong combination of something, of some things na hindi mo parang, mas magulo siya eh. May ganung dating. Magulo, malaki, nagsama. Ganun yung imagination ko, or ganun yung naisip ko nung narinig ko agad yung Fusion without reading the poem yet. Ikaw naman, classmate Clara.
Kasi, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with alternate universes. Pero, mayroon kasing idea na, for example, you're a person and then you have a soulmate. And before you meet your soulmate, wala pang kulay yung mundo. And then when you finally meet your soulmate, that's when all the colors bleed in. Parang everything is saturated and it's bright. So, syempre, as someone who's been seeing black and white for the entire time, masyashock ka. So, nung una kong narinig yung title na Fusion, parang it's like the bleeding of colors, the fusion of colors. Mine isn't as scientific as yours. Tapos nung nakita ko nga na it's also related to color, parang, oo nga.
Parang medyo kahawig ng interpretation mo yung isang paggamit.
So, ang chaotic nga ng dating niya na parang, yun nga, parang a barrage of colors siya na ina-atake ka na lang na magulo, pero at the same time, classmate Chancel tried to extract that na parang hiniwalay niya yung colors eh. Totoo. And yung feelings na associated with the colors.
Pero, speaking of colors, classmates, ano ba yung favorite colors niyo? Ang random.
Ikaw muna, classmate Sean.
Ako actually, favorite color ko, red.
Red? Bakit red, classmate Sean?
Kasi Chinese ako. Kasi nung bata pa ako, parang yun yung color na honestly hindi makita ng dad ko. So, kasi colorblind yung dad ko. So, parang ako, naging favorite color ko siya, more of na naging motivation siya na one day gusto ko sana mabigay yung dad ko yung glasses na pang colorblind para makita, one day makita niya yung color red.
Okay. Ikaw, classmate Luis?
Class ako din red.
Wow!
Kasi makada akong Chinese ka na. Pero yung red, ewan ko, dumating sa point nga actually na pati mga gamit ko lahat red. Ganun yung dating. Noong una, nag-start lang siya na parang, ah, magandang kulay, ganyan, very, ano siya, buhay na kulay, ganyan. Mm. Pero, yung red kasi, ano eh, color siya na napakadaming pwedeng ma-interpret, hindi yes. ba? Napakadaming pwedeng maging meaning. And siguro, para din siyang ako, na merong isang red, merong isang Luis, pero napakadaming maaaring pagtingin dun sa Luis na yon. Yes. Parang ganun yung nangyari. Mm. Oh, diba? Napaka-ano nun. Classmate Clara, ikaw naman.
Oh, ano, I'm more of a blue or green person or yung teal. Mm-hmm. I mean, sa inyo kasi red, so very warm. Ako mm-hmm. naman, very cool. Parang, ako kasi, hindi ako chill na tao. As in, nasa-stress din ako, ganyan. Pero I think kasi with the blue and the green, it's trying to find calmness or serenity in places na mahirap tong hanapin. At saka, some people kasi are so passionate na parang red, na parang very out there. Ako kasi, hindi ako ganong klaseng tao na, I mean, sige, madaldal ako, maingay ako, but my thoughts aren't out there. Or parang, piling-pili talaga yung mga taong talagang kilala ko. So parang, blue is, nakikita mo kasi siya everywhere, na parang, the grass is green, the sky is blue. So parang, I'm more of a background kind of person. Hindi ako yung tipong ikaw na,
andun agad sa labas.
Andun agad. Parang outgoing. So, opposites tayo, classmate Luis. Yes.
Pero, syempre, balik tayo dun sa kwento. No? Naitanong ko lang naman yun, favorite color. Hi kay Carl. Sa atin, kay classmate Carl na nag-script niya. Ayan.
Yes.
Pero, classmate siya, no? Paano naman naging relevant yung salita o yung idea ng fusion dun sa buhay ng persona?
When I was writing the persona, I actually didn't know what to title it. But then, when I thought about the persona, the important part of the persona was that he felt, in a way, isolated in the midst of the colors. Kasi what he was seeing was blue and violet were mixing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And those were in perfect fusion. And what he was feeling, or what the persona was feeling, I guess, was that he wanted that type of fusion too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is why fusion was so significant to him, because he was longing for it. But as you can see, as the poem went on and on, instead of fusing, the poem unraveled. So it became more and more distorted, more and more unorganized. So it represents a state that he, in the end, he tried to revert it back to normal. Like the last three lines are, I stole a glance to my left, maybe I'll find you seated in the space I had imagined. That was more of him trying to calm down himself. That's why... when I wrote the poem, I aligned it to the right. Like as a cut off to his thoughts. So that maybe after that, he can resume back to his normal sense na rhyming ulit ng everything that was may meter and stuff.
Tapos naglaro din nga yung konsepto nung show don't tell dun sa bawat line nung mismong tula, hindi ba? Tipong dinadala ka dun sa mismong pinangyarihan ng tula na ito marahil yung naging strength ng mismong tula na ganito yung naging atake niya, no? Ito ba ay sinadya mo or sabihin natin yung mga iba mo pabang likha ay ganito rin na parang show don't tell din yung mismong atake, yung mismong approach?
Yes po. Kasi yun nga, nung grade 7 ako, yung one of my yung director nga, sabi niya nga sa akin, I can write na showing and not telling.
Mm-mm.
Pero yun nga, hindi siya organized. So, he helped me organize my thoughts. And ever since then, yung comment ng friend ko about how I write is, the words dance.
Mm-mm.
Nice.
So, I was really flattered by it, pero yun yung aim ko talaga in all of my pieces.
Ayun. At yun nga, napaka-effective nung mismong paggamit niya noong technique na yun dito sa kanyang tula, hindi ba? Pero hindi lang sa paggamit ng mga salita nakita yung creativity, dahil nga kanina nga yung visual aspect nga nung mismong pag-align doon sa mga stanzas. Ito ba ay makikita rin sa iyong pang mga gawa?
Actually, ito yung first. Ito, ito yung first time na nag-experiment ako ng ganito. Kasi before this, usually, mahilig talaga ako sa fixed verse. So, yung may rhyme talaga, ganun. Tapos, parang, yung isang friend ko naman sa school, in-open niya yung world ko to
free verse.
Yeah, to free verse. So, I was like, sige, experiment ako dito. So, ito yung nangyari.
Well, actually, hindi mo makikita ang first time, eh, no?
Oh.
Parang kung binasa ko siya na ganun yung style, ganun mismo yung pati yung alignment, parang feeling ko matagal na siyang ginagawa. Mm-hmm. So, good job.
Siguro yung eyes, siguro, masyashock pa kasi, oh, iba na yung indent. Pero in terms of flow, dire-diretso kasi siya. Like, you wouldn't notice. Kung papabasa mo lang siya sa akin, you wouldn't realize na, na iba na yung indent or it's distinctly different na.
Ayun. Pero syempre, malalaman natin mamaya kung ganito rin ba yung klase o ganito rin ba yung approach ni classmate Sean dun sa isa pa niyang lika, hindi ba? At syempre, marami pa tayong malalaman tungkol kay classmate Sean tungkol sa kanyang lika sa pagbabalik na ikaw naman. Pero mga classmate, ang oras ay 10:28 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa
Burger, 400 calories, check. Spaghetti, 400 calories, check. Fried chicken, 600 calories, check. Rice, 200 calories, check. Sundae, 280 calories, check. Soft drinks, 180 calories, check.
Ang calories, hindi iniipon. Alagaan ang katawan, kumain ng tama. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Naaalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni John John?
Napakasaya noon! Pati yung graduation ni Lynn sa kolehiyo.
Naku, nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon.
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi kanila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mo ang naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang programang IN! Ikaw naman! Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan!
Mga classmate, nagbabalik ang
ikaw naman.
Ako pa rin si classmate Luis.
Si classmate Clara.
At kasama pa rin natin si
classmate Sean.
Ayan. So, kanina ay napakinggan nga natin yung tula ni classmate Sean na fusion. Pero bago tayo magpatuloy, no, sa mga classmate na may internet access sa ngayon, hindi ba? Maaari nyo pong bisitahin yung aming Facebook account at sagutan po yung ating In the Spotlight Question of the Week. Ayan. Ayan. Pero classmate Clara, magpatuloy tayo sa ating programa.
So, kung kanina meron tayong poem na titled Fusion, ngayon naman meron tayong short story entitled 4 Days.
So, narito na po ulit si classmate Sean.
4 Days. 3:34 p.m. A stale lecture lulls almost everyone to sleep. As your warm brown eyes fall into deep slumber, I can't help but wonder. I'm afraid. My palms grow cold and my body shivers, and I don't believe this is because of the air conditioning in the room that sometimes pretends we're studying in the Arctics or in the midday desert heat. I blink. I look at the soft features of your face again as you finally close your eyes. Your mocha-colored skin radiates a feeling of warmth, of excitement, of adventure. Delicate fingers support the rosy cheeks my hands yearn to touch. I have never liked the idea of makeup, but your scarlet lips ensnare me, trapping what little attention I have for the lecture entirely for you. I hear your soft breaths like small puffs of life, The words the lecturer on nerves say blur with every white noise of the aircon. I strain to listen, but hear nothing. 4 more days. After the grandest performance we'll have as first-year medical students, which you choreographed but won't participate in, everything will return to the status quo. I see you and smile. You see me and smile. We smile, but we also know nothing that would allow us to open our mouths and speak to each other. We'd often be in the same group of friends if I was given the right to stay for some drinking more often. But is this really how things are? Those moments you find me and talk to me about your ideals are the ones that etch into the very fibers of my heart, that without the efficacy of drink, you leave yourself vulnerable and expose your humanity. And, ever so slightly, you trust me to keep sacred those small snippets of you, just being like everyone else, lost but honest, scared but determined, dying but so ever alive. Just think, we're on the verge of taking finals, and yet, you took on being the choreographer on several dance segments. You chose to be in charge of the managing members and applicants when you have yet to think about the 2 exams we have next week. You boldly exude maturity and grace. Your presence on the dance floor draws utter awe. Yet, there are days when you hide timidly behind a stronger frame, showing the naivety that led us into checking that one box that sealed our fate. It's a beautiful thing to be human. Your strengths and flaws complete you, and in spite of the mistakes you've made, you keep moving forward. You keep chasing after your dream. You just keep running. Even when you're asleep, you're running. Running in my mind. Running in the mind of other people. Probably running in the mind of the guy you actually like, who's way beyond and out of my league. I guess being friend day is an art that you eventually learn to perfect. And I guess it was an incredible blessing to have been able to pretend to be your boyfriend for a play, even just for a month. I'm glad my partner was you, and I'm forever grateful you accepted me then. It was fake, both inside the play and outside the play. You gave me suggestions, told me how you wanted to be loved, and allowed me to love you the way you wanted to be loved. Could it have actually been real? Maybe just even a little. Eventually, the dreamer must awaken. Your head dips and slides off your hand, nudging your body awake. I turn in time so that I wouldn't know if you looked back at me or not. And again, I'm left wondering, after these 4 days, is this going to be goodbye?
At mga classmate, yan ang 4 days ni classmate Sean. So, kamusta naman
reaction, yung... classmate Luis.
Yeah, actually, kanina kinakwento ko nung break, hindi ba? Nung una ko nabasa to, nasa first part yung kilig, yung tuwa, yung hope. Yung tapos hope. Sa huli, biglang nabasag, pero naandun pa rin yung, well, ganun talaga yung buhay. Ganyan, yeah. Hindi ba? At naandun, nakita ko yung sense nga, bakit 4 days? Naandun yung pagtingin ng mismong persona na okay, meron na lamang 4 days. Ano yung mangyayari after nun? Or may possibility ba na matuloy pa yung nararamdaman ng persona after that 4 days? Hindi. Ba ikaw naman, classmate Clara?
Ito na nga yung second time na actually, ano, parang di ba ito live reading? So sa bahay, binabasa ko lang siya mag-isa. Tapos parang ako, totoo to. Ganon. I mean, nangyayari talaga siya sa mga tao. Like, especially in college, kasi you only have 1 semester to spend with your classmate. Mm-hmm. It's not even a year. It's just half a year. So, actually, kahit nga blockmates mo or course mates mo, when you see each other, you don't become real friends. Parang, you just acknowledge each other's presence. So, parang, this is really a look into real life and how relationships are forged in college.
At syempre, nakaka-curious na classmate Sean, ito ba ay base rin sa iyong personal experience?
Yes, actually non-fiction to. Like literally nasa
creative
classroom
non-fiction.
Ako.
Non-fiction.
Yeah.
So, maaari mo ba kami bigyan ng kaunting kwento doon sa naranasan mo?
So, kasi nung, sinulat ko na to nung November. So, yung 2 pieces ko, start of the year and end of the year. Tapos yung, itong piece mismo, nasa class kami on nerves, as in discussion on nerves talaga siya. Kasi med school na talaga eh. Pero, yun nga, for the first, hindi naman first time, pero very rarely kasi tumatabi tong person sa akin.
Mm-mm.
By the way, iba to from the fusion person. Okay. So.
Kinlarify niya, iba na sila.
Kamalayo naman January, isa tas November.
Tapos, so, yung itong person na to, parang, yun nga, head choreographer siya ng piece namin for the end of the year performance. Kasi sa UPM, may something kami na tawag TRP. So, tao rin pala. Parang ipapakita na tao rin pala yung mga doktor. So, Ayun, so, choreographer siya, and parang sobrang dami niyang ginagawa. Mm-hmm. Especially since, head din siya ng isa pang dance group. So, marami mm-hmm. siyang dance groups na, ano. Then, ayun, parang, at that time, nakatulog siya sa lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nung time niya, sobrang distracted na talaga ako. Mm-hmm. Pero, yun nga, inisip ko na, after 4 days, tapos na yung everything. After 4 days, like, tapos na yung sayaw, tapos na yung performance. Kasi ako yung assistant head niya.
Uh-uh.
So, ako basically yung person in charge of all the admin work.
Mm-mm.
So, after that, I guess, yun nga, parang will we never ever have anything together again. Mm-mm.
So, every detail ng mismong short story ay talagang base dun sa kung ano ba yung talagang iniisip mo ng mga panahong yun.
Yes.
And you wrote this right after that moment.
Yeah.
This is so sad.
Pero syempre, yun nga, iba-iba tayo ng interpretasyon sa bawat akda, hindi ba? Pero ikaw bilang may akda, since ito ay expression ng iyong sarili, no, paano naman, or ano naman yung gusto mong ibahagi o gusto mong makuha ng kung sino man ang makakabasa nito?
More of parang gusto na, i-question yung sarili nyo. Like, yun nga, yung sabi ni classmate Clara kanina na dapat when you go into college and you try to forge relationships, like, try to think about it din. Yung friendship, will it last? Yung, or how will you try to make it last? Kasi, yun nga, sometimes these things don't last. They eventually end. Pero, spoiler, I guess, kasi dito sa medicine, classmates na kami talaga forever.
Mm-mm.
What?
Oo, like,
wait lang. Okay. Anyway.
So, as in, kahit ngayon, nag-uusap pa rin naman kami. And, parang after that time, sabi naman ng person na to sa akin, like, I hope our time together here will forge a better friendship between us, gano'n. Kasi yun.
Sana nakikinig siya.
Sana. Hi, classmate.
Hi, classmate ni classmate Sean.
Ayan. Pero sa kwento nga, na parang binibilang ng persona yung mga nalalabi pang panahon na magkasama sila ng classmate niya. At nagsimula na niyang maisip kung ito ba ay, ito ba yung simula ng ito na ba ang simula ng huli nilang pag-uusap?
Yeah, the beginning of the end.
Yes. Pero, meron ka na ba naging kaklase? Para sa lahat, no? Meron na ba kayong mga naging kaklase na nakasama nyo sa isang group work or naka-close nyo ng sobra-sobra pero after this, hindi na ulit ninyo nakausap? Classmate Clara.
I think it really happens. As in, for example, I had this friend sa isang subject na we were really close. As in, nag-uusap kami, ganun-ganun, we text each other. But then, you know, the semester ended and parang they didn't have any more reason to talk to me and ayoko namang sobrang pushy na okay, we don't have a reason to talk anymore.
Mm-mm.
So pag nakikita-kita na lang like, uy, you're still here. Ganun. Hi. Awkward na siya. Although, there are some times din naman na, for example, I make friends within a semester na I get to talk to them pa rin, I still keep the connection. Parang, hindi naman sa parang it's very low maintenance na parang there's no second thoughts, there's no doubts. I can just talk to this person na chummy-chummy lang. Although, nangyayari nga talaga yung tulad ng nangyari kay classmate siya na ang awkward na siyang lapitan. So, I'm just not gonna talk to that person ever again. Ganun. Ikaw, classmate Luis.
Ayun, ako naman dalawang dalawang case.
Wow,
dalawang case.
Wow!
Yung una, hindi ko naman siya nagiging close kasi di sila gumagawa. Walang pala. So, wala pala talagang friend. Ganyan. Pero yung second naman ay may mga talaga, nangyayari din talaga siya na ganun nga, nagiging close kayo. Pero kasi ang mahirap doon minsan during the semester, nagiging close kasi kayo na ang foundation nyo ay yung kuning ginagawa. So it's really very hard na after the sem, after nyo matapos halimbawa yung isang work, ay maging close pa rin. Pero malaking tulong ang social media. No?
Yes, doon
sa pagiging in touch pa din doon sa mga taong yun. Na yun nga, hindi man kayo laging nag-uusap or nakikita, sometimes simpleng halimbawa pag like ng Facebook photo na in-upload niya, 'di ba? Parang napaka-simpleng way na siya na naandun pa rin yung connection, na naandun pa rin yung tipong hi kung nakita mong nag-notice sa iyo na nag-like ako yung classmate mo before.
Yes.
So naandun pa rin, makikip mo pa din yung nabuo ninyong relationship noong classmates kayo. Ganyan. Yeah. At merong mga times na mga nangyayari nga na hindi mo talaga nakakausap na kahit na gaano mong kagustong kausapin yung someone na nasa class mo. Ngayon, reality na after your SEM, magkakalayo din naman kayong lahat. You'll be taking different classes.
Yes.
Na andun yung hindi mo siya makakausap, pero wala. So, maybe yun nga din yung isa sa mga lesson na if you really want to talk to someone, na kumbaga yung malulungkot ka kung hindi mo siya makausap, why not try approaching him or her na and kausapin mo lang siya na very ano lang, hi,
it,
hello,
it
ganyan.
It reminds me a lot of The Breakfast Club kung napanood niyo na. Pero yung gist nun is a bunch of 5 different people spend one day in detention and then they start to wonder if they'll talk to each other ever again after detention.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was high school, but it's still also applicable in college kasi imagine mo yun one day and they were left contemplating that and they showed each other's vulnerabilities now within that one day. Ito kasi nag-transpire within a semester, I guess, na parang there was more avenue na magkakilala. Tapos ngayon, bigla na lang back to strangers. Yun nga sa piece na, everything will return to the status quo. I see you and smile. You see me and smile. So parang, ang hirap isipin na the person you were once close to for one semester just because of a class, hindi mo na siya ka-close.
Kaya sa UP, very ano yan eh, yung idea na nakakalungkot matapos yung SEM. Kahit sabihin mo sobrang toxic, sobrang dragging na nung SEM mo. Minsan, nakakalungkot siyang matapos dahil nga naging close ka na rin doon sa mga tao na naging kaklase mo. And napakaliit ng possibility na maging kaklase mo ulit sila for another subject next SEM. So naandun yung hanggat, despite the stress, despite the work na meron kayo, naandun din yung idea na parang spend your time, maximize your time with those people kasi you might not get to be close or get to, you know, makipag-usap ulit sa kanila after some time, hindi ba?
Yeah. So, pero sa kwento, may times na nagkukwentuhan sila at sa kanilang maliliit na usapan, doon mas nakikilala ng persona yung classmate. Well, ang weird kasi siya yun. Kanino at kailan mo lang binubuksan or pinapakita yung totoong sarili? Kasi nabanggit din kanina yung vulnerabilities and the idea of drinking, ganun. So, how do you open yourself to others?
Ikaw, classmate, Sean?
Ako kasi uminom ako pero never pa ako nalasing. Pero kasi low tolerance yung friend ko, friend kong to. And yung barkada kasi namin, mahilig uminom. And ako kasi may curfew ako, so since uyan naman ako. So during those times, hindi talaga siya, you know, yung parang nag-open up yung mga people. Pero especially with this person, on random occasions lang talaga siya parang nag-open up sa akin. Kasi may one time na nag-attend kami ng conference together. Tapos at that time, kaming dalawa lang kasi wala pa yung mga kasama namin. Tapos nag-open up lang talaga siya. Then I felt na, okay, I guess I can open up na rin. So mga random moments like that lang.
So actually, yung mga ganitong yung mga open ups na ganito, hindi naman talaga siya pinaplano, hindi ba?
That's true.
Nasa pinaka-random na pangyayari, pinaka-random na oras talaga siya nangyayari. At pag nangyayari talaga ito, ito yung mga napakasarap sa pakiramdam na you have these people na mapagkasabihan mo talaga, ilalabas mo talaga kung ano yung nararamdaman mo, and hindi nyo naman plinano na mangyari ito.
That's
maganda
true.
Kung pati sila mismo, no, pinili ka bilang bilang someone na mapagkukwentuhan din nila or mapaglalabasan din nila na kung ano yung saloobin nila, hindi ba? Ikaw, classmate Clara?
I generally don't open up to people. As in, I think it's very hard to get to know me. As in, ewan ko, ako kasi I don't drink at all. As in, ako yung token sober friend sa lahat ng kaganapan. And I don't have a curfew, but I try my best to go home early. Ewan ko. I mean, some parents are like, hindi, umuwi ka, pero ako gusto ko talagang ewan ko, ako lang yun. Tapos parang, ako naman, yun nga, parang yung sinasabi ni classmate Luis na hindi to namimili. Like, bigla na lang siyang nangyayari. Pero for me, ako, namimili ako. As in, the moment isn't very spontaneous. Parang, sige, sabihin na natin spontaneous, pero piling-pili yung tao.
Actually, importante yun eh. No? Pipiliin mo rin naman yung tao na pagkasabihan mo ng lahat. Kahit sabihin mo nangyayari siya very random, yung mga ganitong instances, mga ganitong moments. It's important also to know kung sino man yung tao na pagkasabihan mo, hindi ba? At syempre, dito nga sa sa story, classmate Sean, palihim na nagkagusto yung persona doon sa kanyang classmate. So, ikaw yun, di ba? Ang sweet nga isipin na ganito yung nangyayari, no? Pero, aside sa pagiging non-fiction niya, no? Bakit sad yung ending nung mismong story.
Bakit doon mo tinapos?
Kung pwede naman siyang i-tweak or pwede naman siyang ibahin, bakit ganun pa rin yung ending nung mismong story?
yung goal, I guess, in the end is para ako na may, yung strong emotion kasi at that time, ma-express ko yung feeling of longing. Mm-hmm. So, I ended it there para ma-express ko nga talaga yung feeling of longing na mag-end siya there. Kasi, if I ended it on a happy note, more of betrayal siya kung ano ba talaga yung nangyari. Pero, I also understand na may other people din who feel na they can create their own happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
So, open din lang naman ako dun. Pero, kasi at that time, like, talagang sinulat ko to with this thought in mind para for the next few days, for the next 4 days nga, na nangyari to. Like, I really try to make the most out of every situation I have with the person.
Ayun.
Make the days count.
Yeah.
Dato. So, ayun nga, maganda, parang naging medium talaga, naging platform nga ito talaga na mailabas ni classmate Sean kung anong nararamdaman niya. So, hindi lang ito like, kailangan maiba, kailangan happy ending. Pero, since longingness nga yung naandoon, na nararamdaman niya ng mga panahon ngayon.
Naging yun, avenue yung peace. Ayan. So, you're a med student but you still write literary works and baka madami ka pang ganap in life. So, what's your advice for writers or for balancing time or to keep on writing?
Writing kasi is ano, not something that happens only when you have motivation. Writing has to be a discipline. Kasi even on the days na may writer's block ka talaga, there's this thing that my teacher told me before na something called quick write. So, basically just spend 10 minutes writing about nonsense. Kahit anything. Kasi it sharpens your mind. It also allows you to continue with whatever you're doing para eventually, once the big motivation comes, yun, sobrang dire-diretso na siya. Yeah.
And, sana mga classmate na inspire kayo doon sa sinabi ni classmate siya. At syempre, sana may napulot kayo mga classmate mula doon sa dalawang likha na shinare sa atin ni classmate Sean, hindi ba?
Yes.
At syempre, mga classmate, oras na naman para sa ating In the Spotlight.
In the Spotlight.
Ang ating In the Spotlight question of the week ay,
paano mo kakaibiganin ng isang taong hindi mo kilala? In the Spotlight.
Ang sabi ni classmate Dian Bernal, tatanungin ko kung naniniwala sila sa tadhana and the convo friendship / loveship charet begins.
In the Spotlight. Sabi naman ni classmate Gabriel Eduardo Gutierrez, be like, "Hi, what's your name?" with kasamang huge grin. In the Spotlight.
Ang sabi naman ni classmate Jazzery Mia De Castro, wink at them, joke. Just have a conversation, words do the trick.
In the Spotlight. Sabi naman ni classmate Eric Ann Sanchez, compliment their outfit, makeup, or shoes. In the Spotlight.
Ito, very pang-enlistment ito. Sabi ni classmate Michiko Pearl Palaran, papabantay ng pwesto sa pila, sabay thank you at tanong ng pangalan. Ayan, galawang enlistment.
In the Spotlight. Sabi naman ni classmate Dave Gino, tanungin ang oras.
Oh.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Avi Ogad, ngitian sila at ask them how their day is going.
In the Spotlight. Sabi naman ni classmate Michael Ellis Espiridion, tanungin kung kamusta ang akads nila and prepare for hours of ranting. In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Jenea Jem Santos, manghihiram ng ballpen tapos sabay ngiti at tanong ng kamusta.
In the Spotlight. Sabi naman ni classmate Cristel Agdameo, say hello with the most friendly, genuine, I'm not a stalker or scammer smile, then talk about a generic topic.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Estelle Gui, magtatanong pero depende yung tanong kung nasaan kayo or bakit kayo nasa place na yun.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Jaslyn Samantha Nicolas, smile lang and ask how they're doing.
In the Spotlight.
At mga classmate, yan ang ating
In the Spotlight.
In the Spotlight.
Ayan. So, maraming salamat. Napakadaming sumagot sa ating In the Spotlight question of the week, hindi ba? Pero, tayo-tayo naman ang sumagot, mga classmate. Paano niya ba kakaibiganin ang isang taong hindi mo kilala? Ikaw naman muna, classmate Sean.
Ako sa style ko talaga, ano? Mag-hiya talaga ako tapos magtanong something random about them, like, oh, you got new glasses, parang
pwede.
Ikaw, classmate Luis,
lalapitan tapos tanong muna ng pangalan talaga, or minsan para mas maano sila, mas komportable para sa kanila, ako yung mag-introduce ng sarili ko before asking them their name or their information, hindi ba? Mas okay siguro na parang ako muna yung mag-introduce and then pwede ba makilala naman kita para medyo mas okay sa kanya, ganyan. Ikaw naman, classmate Clara. Kasi mamot ka agad, classmate Clara.
Bakit ang breezy nyo? Kasi parang sa inyo, it just comes naturally. Pag ako kasi parang sa klase lang nangyayari yung kailangan ko talagang kausapin. Pero like, outside of the classroom, nasa-stress ako kasi, oh no, I have to make friends. Pero I think the closest I can get is, oh, nice shoes. Ganun. And then, hi, how are you? Awkward.
Well, actually, depende pa rin siya sa tao na kikilalanin mo. Kasi meron talagang ilang tao na kakaiba talaga. May ibang tao na napakahirap lapitan. Na kahit meron kang way kung paano siya lalapitan, paano siya kakausapin, meron talaga mga pagkakataon na parang hindi mo siya malapitan, hindi mo siya magawang kausapin.
Nangangapa ka pa. Like, you have to gauge of pwede kaya siyang kausapin? Mukha ba siyang busy? Approachable ba?
Pero ang best talaga dito, dahil may mga tao naman na gusto mong kausapin, pero sila yung mismo nag-approach, yes. nauuna na magpakilala or makipag-usap sa'yo, hindi ba? So,
Sana ganun
lahat ng tao. Ganun lahat ng tao. At syempre, sa mga yun nga, hindi pa nakakakompleto ng kanilang mga subjects, yan, take this opportunity na kilalanin din yung mga kapwa ninyo isko at iska. No? Hindi
naman ito nasa pila.
Oo, dahil minsan sobrang haba din ng pila, yun na lang yung only way din para pampalipas ng oras, hindi ba? Makipagkaibigan, ganyan.
May conversation and malay nyo baka future classmate nyo sila in the class. Or baka meron silang alam na tips and tricks on how to get another class that you might need.
Nagsisimula naman lahat sa pagiging strangers. Kaya #INStrangers.
#INStrangers.
So, syempre, classmate na ikaw naman, meron ka pa mga gustong batiin or i-plug?
I-promote na orgs, yes. Events.
Acknowledgements ba to? Parang
ganyan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first, thankful talaga ako kay Lord for bringing me here. Kasi, without him, wala talaga ako dito. So, thank you talaga. I also like to thank my parents kasi ang supportive nila sa akin. Thank you to Cedric na, dapat na siya yung nandito pero ako yung napunta.
What happened?
he felt na, it was really good na I get to share my peace din. So, really thankful to him. Tapos, thank you also to Juno and Elise, two of my closer friends who always supported me in all my writing. Mm-hmm. So, thank you also to Mark Tan, who's been my best friend and savior for a long time. So,
sana nakikinig si Mark Tan.
At syempre dun sa yung sa high school director na...
yes. Thank you to Father Go.
Question, can we access your work? Like, you have a blog, a WordPress, a live journal?
I actually write for this organization in my school called UP Medics. Mm-hmm. So, yun yung publication namin dito sa UP Manila, College of Medicine. So, if ever may work kami na na-publish, nandun lang naman din siya sa Facebook.
Mm, okay.
At syempre, muli, hi sa mga taga-UP Manila.
Yes. Is there any chance na ma-publish ang work mo in the future? Baka, honored kasi ang ikaw naman usually because we have guests na parang kinakausap ako, may ganito, tapos nagiging big time na. Baka mamaya maging ikaw yon.
Or baka meron kayong mga kaibigan dyan sa UP Manila na gusto rin magbahagi ng kanilang likha. We're open na, yun nga, i-feature yung kanila.
Of course,
mga
always open ang ikaw naman for student work. May it be academic, may it be literary, mapakanta pa yan, awit, thesis, invention.
Kahit ano yan, no, di ba?
Ipadala nyo lang siya sa
ikaw naman sa dzupid@gmail.com nang kayo naman mapakinggan sa mga susunod naming episode.
Yan. Ayan.
Pero syempre, hi din kay classmate Tracy. Ayan.
Oo,
at
wala
syempre,
si classmate Tracy today.
Sa
good luck.
Sa kanyang dad na laging nakikinig yes. sa atin. And syempre, we also want to thank yung mga nasa kabilang booth, our technical yeah. director.
They help make this happen every single
yes,
week.
Yes, our TD and EP at the same time na si classmate Claude. We also have our online manager, classmate Lainey. Our EP classmate Lily. At syempre sa ating mga scriptwriters, no? Yes. Headed by, of course, classmate Clara.
Yes, so classmate Carl, classmate Jillian, classmate Elaine, and classmate Jazz, thank you so much for writing each and every single
And once again, Happy New Year. Simula pa lang ito ng mas magandang taon para sa ikaw naman, hindi
yes.
ba?
Yes, this team will work very hard to continue to deliver episodes na talagang may entertain kayo at marami kayong matututunan.
Yes, and finally, maraming salamat ulit classmate Sean for guesting. Ayan.
Maraming salamat din, guys. Yes.
At mga classmate, isang episode na naman ng ikaw naman ang inyong napakinggan. Samahan ninyo po kami muli sa susunod na linggo kung saan bibidang isang panibagong classmate. Muli ako po si classmate Luis.
Ang inyong classmate na si classmate Clara.
At ako si classmate Sean.
Hanggang sa susunod na linggo dito lang sa programa kung saan kayo ang in at kayo ang pakikinggan.
Ikaw naman!
Ito ang programang in. Ikaw naman! Disko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.